This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hey, everyone, all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Evans with us. There goes the neighborhood. Barack and Michelle Obama are going to buy a $14.85 million Martha's Vineyard estate. And they love the property. It's 29 acres. It includes a 7,000 square foot house, 7 bedrooms, 9 bathrooms. It's got a chef's kitchen, an outdoor fireplace. What do you need an outdoor fireplace for? I don't know. I thought fireplaces were to, you know, provide warmth. What do I know? It's got 2 guest wings. It's got a large sun deck. It's absolutely magnificent. There's no question about it. And why did I say there goes the neighborhood? Well, imagine you lived there before the Satoros decided to move into the neighborhood. Well, they probably didn't have these new features that once the Satoros move in, they're going to have, like helicopters flying overhead. Roadblocks, you know, because we want to make sure everybody's safe. So the existing residents of this area are going to be treated to helicopters flying overhead, roadblocks, stops and searches when they travel, Secret Service being all over, store closings. You know, let's say Michelle wants to buy a new tent for her barbecue, and she wants to wear this new tent. She's got to go to a bunch of stores to find the right tent. Well, those stores are not going to allow just anybody else in there, you know, when she's in. Just make sure y'all are safe. So, Bill Clinton used to do that. He'd go shopping for Christmas every once in a while, and he'd shut down the mall because he just wanted to see, you know, buy a present. But everybody else gets removed, you know, for their safety, right? So, Barry wants strawberries, and the supermarket gets shut down. They get drones. So that's what I meant by there goes the neighborhood. So the peace and tranquility that people used to enjoy will change as long as the former CEO lives there. It is an absolutely magnificent property, no question about it. It makes the White House pale in comparison. Where did he get all that money? How is he able to afford a just under $15 million estate? I guess senators make that much money? If he used all of the money that he got from his previous positions to just pay the mortgage, he wouldn't pay the mortgage note. How do they do that? I think that's a secret we need to know, Rich Sheehan. What do you think?
Well, who knows? Maybe some of those billions of dollars in cash that went to Iran didn't make it. All of it didn't make it there. Who knows? I mean, there's $21 trillion missing that the professor from the University of Michigan found out. Dr. Mark Skidmore, I believe, is his name. So who knows? Who knows? I mean, this is why we need practice what you preach laws. You know, here, Maryland police shoot and kill a 61-year-old man while trying to serve a red flag order. So we, the little people, get red flag orders and laws, but there's no practice what you preach laws for the elite. Now look at the carbon footprint with all the flying around. Look at, you know, Barbara Streisand flying her dogs 10,000 miles. These are the same ilk who are preaching climate change, and yet their carbon footprint is 10 million times what the average Joe is. So this is why we need practices of what you preach laws. Same with the illegal criminal crimes. I got so much justice. 64% of federal arrests are non-citizens, with a 200% increase. You know, why don't these celebrities and elite people have their weapons confiscated as well? And not only that, when they are proponents of illegal immigrants coming into the to our country using sanctuary, I got a study here or article here somewhere also where is it? Anyway, it was talking about how these people are raping women left and right under sanctuary counties, sanctuary cities, sanctuary states. So is that the message? You go to a sanctuary city or county and you can rape all the women you want because this person went free? See, we need practice with your priest laws, okay? And if an illegal alien does a crime, then the celebrities and the elite should have their wealth confiscated to give to the victims of these crimes. You know, and if climate change is such a big deal, Vince, I heard Al Gore saying that the East Coast would be underwater years ago. How come they're buying something around the ocean if their living room is going to be flooded shortly, or should have been years ago? See, hypocrisy and double standards aren't checked in this country. And if President Trump would create practice what you preach laws for to protect the little people, I think it would go a long way. We've been talking about this for years till we're blue in the face. And this is why I started the show with the fact that the little guy has no representation on the law. We have no protection at all. We have no restitution. We have the rule of law. We have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. One for the aristocracy, one for the serfs. One for the Democrats, one for the Republicans. And then there's a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on gender, skin pigmentation, shade, sexual orientation, religion, etc. Not for the purpose of all these politically correct buzzwords like equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity, prosperity. This is all BS words. Words that have been hijacked by definition to use as a tool to divide the American people. So as long as we put up with a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group, protectionist group status, what wealth status, then we are a country without a rule of law. And that's just the bottom line. And how can the little people fight against that? How can we control our own destiny? And I know I'm going into tangents here because time goes quickly on this show. And this is why we talk about off-grid living. This is why we talk about raising your own meat, and maybe hunting and fishing, maybe having your own garden, maybe having a wood lot, enough firewood, a.k.a. trees, on your property where you can harvest some free heat with a little elbow grease. This is why we talk about outside-the-box ideas and solutions, because the little people are not representative. We are not represented at all. I look at some of these articles. Why are doctors misdiagnosing patients? Google is burying alternative health sites to protect people from dangerous medical advice. That's BS. That's because they're protecting the big old corporate oligarchy lobbyists like Big Pharma. Okay? Huffington Post falsely blamed a black student for killing Kennedy's son, all to smear Brett Kavanaugh. Everything is fake. Everything is phony. Everything is made to protect the elite. An Atlanta attorney accused of killing a man after a golf ball hit his Mercedes. Well, you know where they're see, all they care about is their stuff. The wealthy only care about themselves, not the little people. The judges and the attorneys do not care about the little people. I tried to hire 30 attorneys. I was told I did not have enough group self-pity points as a poor/middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name. I'm not kidding you. It's in the book. I'm not telling you to buy my book. I'm just telling you this is true stuff here. I don't make up these articles. The government gave her son a sex change without parental consent. You can't make this stuff up. Beto O'Rourke says Latinos feel like they have a target on their back thanks to Trump. No, it's thanks to the Democrats, because the Democrats have taken advantage of affirmative action and quotas not for the purpose of fairness and equality and prosperity, but to divide us, to lower the bars of standards and expectations. Democrat Ilhan Omar from Minnesota says Latinos can't compete in a merit-based system. Tell me how any Latino, after that remark, after that derogatory, degrading, disrespectful, insulting remark, is going to vote for a Democrat. Please. Why would you? Ocasio-Cortez says the Electoral College is affirmative action for rural Americans. No, the Electoral College is the rule of law. Or else we'll have two or three cities and two or three states basically telling everybody in all 50 states and territories how to live. This is Electoral College affirmative action. What a joke. Affirmative action is, I can't say this enough. We're allowing robotics automation, artificial take our jobs, while the elite aristocracy is telling us to lower the bars of standards and expectations for the good of the people. We need to not allow the aristocracy and the mainstream media to sway public opinions and hold the narrative. It's up to us to do the reading and think for ourselves. If we don't, truth is gone. Free speech is gone. The ability to protect you and your family is gone. Hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications don't even matter anymore in America. It's all about what group you come from or your nepotism connections. Look, we are in the last days here, folks. I'm telling you right now. I'm not being cynical. I'm not trying to be negative. But from now to the election, from now to November, it is going to make or break America. We're either going to have a socialist that eliminates our Bill of Rights, constitutions, freedom, liberties, where you can have some wealthy elite literally take your 9-year-old child to use his pedophilia right out your door. And you're not going to have the ability to use free speech because you may offend somebody. So the silent majority over the next year plus has to stand up, has to use truth, has to use objective facts in lieu of subjective emotional opinion. And we have to use the rule of law, which is the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I've made it very clear over the years how the authoritarians, the people pro-tyranny, under the guise of socialism, the totalitarianism, the fascists, want to control everything. I've given hundreds of examples. And, you know, you can bring a horse to water, and you know the rest of the story. It's up to us, folks. If we don't react and we don't end the silent majority, then America's gone. And all the freedoms that over a million combat soldiers died for has been wasted. Vince?
Yeah, we'll be right back. I've got a couple comments. I think I'm going to reset the router so I have less than a 2-second delay. Rich Evans with us, Off-Grid Montana.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Achievement's with us. I've got a couple comments about what you said. Rich, when I was studying finance and economics formally for 2 degrees, we didn't talk about selling debt. So what a bank would do is have customers that racked up some debt, and then the next thing you know, the bank would say, well, let's sell that to another bank. And they would sell their debt to other banks who would cut it up and sell it to other banks and would sell it to investors. And another thing we didn't study, and I'm mentioning this because you said Al Gore. I met Al Gore in 1980. I was at a convention. We were showing off our technology. Bert Bertonis and I were in Washington, D.C., showing off our latest invention, satellite communications technology. And Al Gore came to our booth, and he was really interested in what we were doing. So I got a chance to see him, Bert and I, and Andy. Andy Gibbs, he's another one of our instructors. We were all there talking to Al Gore. And so Al Gore likes the idea of selling things that are really concepts. So Al Gore wants to sell pollution offsets. I mean, who ever thought of that? Did you learn about pollution offsets or carbon credits when you went to school? I certainly didn't. So that's Al Gore. Next thing I wanted to mention is you talked about wood, heating with wood. We heat our house with wood. And I just want to give our class an idea of how much wood. So if you're pretty healthy and you find a tree that has fallen down, you decide to cut it up and split it and put it in the bed of your pickup truck, you'll spend all of Saturday cutting, splitting, loading, stacking, and then unloading your pickup truck with just one pickup truck load of wood. And how big is that? Well, maybe 5 feet wide by either 6.5 or 8 feet long and a couple feet high. It's going to take all day. And about how much wood would you use to heat your house? Well, we would use about 15 pickup truck loads of wood to heat our farmhouse and hot water for a year. Now, most of that gets consumed in the winter, and a very small amount of it gets used in the summer. Maybe one pickup truck load for the summer. The rest is for heat. So one pickup truck load for heating hot water in the summer. The rest would be for heat and hot water. And the last thing I wanted to mention is we're talking about education. Universities have now figured out what the answer is. They need to dumb down some of their science classes because the students entering freshman year can't handle courses like Physics 101. That's the lightest duty physics course there is. Chemistry 101 is the lightest chemistry course. Okay? The 100 series, especially 101, means entry level, beginners. And we're now finding out that the public training camps, known as public high schools, have not prepared students for the level of learning, the rigor. They don't have the basic requirements understood in order to take the next level class like Physics 101. Rich Sheeben, have you been finding that same kind of information in your research?
Well, absolutely, and that goes worldwide, too. And one example I use is the fact that China is putting out engineers left and right, and we're putting out lawyers who are bought and paid for, who you can't even hire, who aren't for the rule of law, who are basically have been bought and paid for and socially indoctrinated into creating an agenda to not just divide the American people, but to lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job and keeping a job as well. So, yeah, I don't see we have an Orwellian reinterpretation of words that's only meant to benefit the elite and not doing anything for the little people. And I see plausible deniability at every level for the so-called powers that be. And the little guy is running out of options. I mean, we can't get hired. Hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications no longer matter. I can't tell you how many of my emails and phone calls have been blocked for years. And it's only getting worse. So this is why we have to be self-sufficient. We have to think outside the box. We have to hunt for our own meat, grow our own produce. That's the only way to make it today. Vince?
I've got a comment on what you just said about contacting other people. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. currently tropical storm Dorian, likely to become a hurricane in the next few days before it possibly threatens the southeastern United States this weekend. But first, it's going to be impacting Puerto Rico, which is still recovering from Hurricane Maria. Some U.S. volunteers already heading over to Puerto Rico to help, among them Miami Fire Rescue Assistant Fire Chief Scott Dean, who says they're leaving today.
In this particular situation, we're going to be there before the storm hits, so we'll get a little familiarized with the area that we'll be responsible for. We'll weather the storm where our base of operation will be located.
Iran's government reacting to news that President Trump said he would be willing to meet Iran's president under the appropriate circumstances. Now, the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, says they wouldn't meet with Trump unless sanctions against Iran are first lifted. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, you made a comment about communications, and I am getting emails from people who don't normally contact me with the device that they're now using. What has happened is emails don't seem to get to me or get received when I send them. So now to make this work, what people are now doing is they have friends and associates use their cell phones, which have not been used to contact me previously, as a method of saying, hey, so-and-so has been trying to contact you, so I'm contacting you via my cell phone so that you can get this message and try to contact the person who's trying to contact you. It's a workaround. Because, for example, Rich and I may send each other emails, but maybe some of those don't get through. So it would be kind of like Rich saying to a friend, hey, can you contact Vin Finelli? Here's the contact information. Let him know I'm trying to contact him. And then other people will call me and say, how come you don't answer your phone? I'll go, well, I do when I'm near my phone. Well, I just called you. Why didn't you answer it? And I'll say, because the phone didn't ring. That's the kind of stuff that's going on here at our farmhouse. Now, is that because the cell service is down? I don't know, but I don't have a cell phone. So if the cell phone service is down, that does not impact me because I don't have a cell phone. When someone calls me, they call me on a landline, which has a reliability of 99.997% up. Landlines are about the most reliable thing we have in this country, more reliable than even the power grid. So calls aren't going through. I just wanted to share that. Next thing I'd like to share with you is something that's very disconcerting. So Gloucester County, New Jersey, the police department felt they needed to spend $400,000 of taxpayers' money. $400,000. Because they wanted a system upgrade so dispatchers can now receive live video from callers through a new program called 911i. 911EYE. So now, if you're in Gloucester County, you can use your cell phone to communicate with the dispatcher at 911 so you can send them live video. Can you imagine that? I wonder what happens to that video. I wonder if these people are going to be walking around filming whatever they feel like it and sending it to the police. How do you like that? How do you like that? I hope that they use some of this to send video of the police helping people. You know, like beating them down, shooting dogs, things like that. So there's a record of it. I wonder how long they store those records. And I wonder, so the upgrade was $400,000. That's almost $500,000. Now, are there maintenance costs with that? Of course there are. They didn't talk about that. How much more is this going to cost? You know, I'm going to open the kimono right now. So I was the guy that was the consultant for the city of Fayetteville, North Carolina. That's where Fort Bragg is. And I spent a couple years designing that system, and it was, you know, let's automate parks and recreation, the airport, the police department, city hall, the mayor's office, you know, the entire city. And they decided that the way to pay for all this was with a tax. About 100,000 people in the city. Let's tax everybody who has a phone, 75 cents. So they got $75,000 a month. Everybody got to pay a little bit, anybody who had a phone. That's how they did it. They had so much money, they didn't know how to spend it. Do you think that a government operation would say, whoa, 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 you know what? We don't need $75,000 a month. How about 3 cents a month? Do you think they would do that? Do you think they'd roll back the tax on phone lines? Do you think they would do that? I didn't see it happen. Do you think it ever happens? I looked at a phone bill. It's a whole bunch of taxes. A whole bunch of them. I got to call Century Shaft, also known as Century Link, right after the broadcast, because my guaranteed for life of never to exceed $63.07 phone bill has now hit close to $80, just a few months after they guaranteed $79.65 is the phone bill. It was never to exceed, never, not once, ever, as long as we have this phone line, never to exceed $63.07. A couple months after they swore to me and recorded my voice and said, yep, we all agree to do this, phone bill is now $79.65. They lie. Century Shaft is the worst telecommunications provider in the galaxy, also known as CenturyLink. I hope they try to sue me on this. I'd love to expose them even further. That's my call after the broadcast. I hate calling these guys. I have to call them like a couple times a month because they keep dropping the ball and lying to me. They say, you know what, Mr. Fennell, you've had so many problems, we're going to give you a full month's service. Full month. It's never shown up. So I've had to call them twice to remind them that that's what they agreed to do, and they can find it in the records. Yeah, it's there. They go, yep, you're right. All right, we'll give it to you this month. And it doesn't show up. They are horrible. They are horrible. And if I could figure out a way of paying them with a credit card without them having access to my credit card forever, I would pay them with a credit card, and I would dispute the charge every month. That's what I would do. And I haven't figured out how to do that yet. But if I do, I'll let you know. By the way, Friday, special broadcast, and I'm going to tell you all about the Laclede Electric Cooperative's annual selection of the board of directors. I'll tell you exactly what happened and how well I did. You'll be impressed. Rich Eben, back to you.
Well, you're mentioning things like the bought and paid for class. You're mentioning gaslighting. You mentioned video. There's some breaking news right now. Video from camera outside Jeffrey Epstein's prison cell is unusable. I'm going to just scroll down to the first comment. Quote, I am shocked. Shocked, I tell you. This is the most predictable event in this conspiracy. So it's we really are living in a Twilight Zone episode, and nothing is real. There's no justice for the people. The little people gets nothing. Now, some people might think they're getting something because of their gender or skin pigmentation, shade, or sexual orientation, but you're not. What you're doing is helping. You're being played. You're being conned. You're being used. You're being duped to basically foment hate and allow the professional pot stirrers, a.k.a. the elite, to divide, to conquer America. And some of the side effects are things like we always talk about, lowering the bars of standards and expectations for getting and keeping a job. And all that does is turn America into a mediocre country where opportunity is not going to be available for the great majority of people. And when you reward mediocrity, you literally turn our country into a law of diminishing returns. So the ingenuity, the productivity, the innovations are being shipped out. Just like our inflation. You know, when we started shipping all of our manufacturing jobs to the Chinas of the world, we've shipped out inflation and we've imported deflation. So, Vince, I don't know if you have your computer in front of you, but I know we have just a few minutes left. I just want to, for those people who are interested in Economic 101, I recommend you go into MarketWatch.com, and you can see what's happening with the inversion of the yield curves. It's unbelievable. The 10-year right now is 1.448. 1.484, pardon me. Everything is in the ones right now, even the 30-year Treasury bond. And the one-month Treasury bill is over 2%. Everything, 3-month, 6-month, 1-year, 2-year, everything is in the ones. Things are not looking real good. Now, if they could take this and allow people to redo all of their, refinance all of their loans, especially credit card, I'd love to see. The banks should not be charged at 17%. I would love to see the people take the long end of this yield curve and literally refinance everything, take longer to pay it off. And I think that would be a big boost for our economy. But it's very obvious that the powers that be are doing everything to blame everything on Trump and do everything possible to collapse our economy. You got to remember, folks, Donald Trump inherited sabotage, okay? He inherited the biggest disaster in history, along with the demographics, the debt, the credit, the pension promises, the valuations, along with Keynesian economics, corrupt monetary policies from the central banks, group identity politics, you know, absolutely unsustainable headwinds is what he inherited. And we probably still won't go into recession until after the election. But just remember, he inherited crap, okay? He inherited crap on a stick and crap on a bun. And the fact that we haven't gone into a recession yet is truly amazing. And I just hope that the powers that be listen to the little people and some of the ideas and solutions that we give, that other alternative news gives, because the mainstream media is 100% bought and paid for. They're 100% lies, propaganda, false flags, and hoaxes. 100%. And I just urge everybody to do their own reading and research. And the people who get the most demonized, discredited, and delegitimized are probably the people, believe it or not, you should be listening to the most. Because the people who are put on a podium with a microphone in their hand, especially big names, are usually bought and paid for. And, man, I'm looking at this yield curve right now, and I realize we have just a couple minutes left, so we've talked about this in great detail over the past couple of years, and we, you know, most people saw this coming, but wow, things are not pretty out there, folks. I really recommend people buying a piece of land and start becoming self-sufficient in some ways. We can't do it in every way. Take your interests, take your hobbies, take your skill sets, take your passions, and go rural. And start thinking outside the box and try to help as many people along the way as you can with information. And you can really make a big difference, because I think we're getting close to very, very compromised times. Vince?
Okay, I've got a couple quick comments when we come back. You know, Lincoln... If you buy a new Lincoln, you can have your smartphone as your key. Think about that. Your phone can be the key to your car. Lock it, unlock it, start it. We'll be right back.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most
of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S.? What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so Lincoln, if you buy a Lincoln, it's really neat because you can start your car with your smartphone. I've got a new app. It will be out toward the end of this year. So your new Lincoln will work with your smartphone. You don't need a key fob. You can use your phone. And, you know, you can pay bills with your phone. You can lock and unlock your house with your phone. You can lock and unlock your car with your phone. You can set your thermostat with your phone. You can set up your refrigerator with your phone. And everything's cool because all you have to do is carry your phone with you, and people do that. And then Verizon decides that some clerk makes a mistake and shuts down your phone. And then you're, you know, trying to get in your house, trying to get in your car, trying to get home, trying to buy groceries, all because you've entrusted people you don't know, people you can't find, with your keys to your everything. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. And just to put an exclamation point on the exclamation point, Lincoln tops the list of the most expensive cars to fix. The average repair cost for a Lincoln, this is the average repair, whatever that is $2,649. So you bring your Lincoln in for a repair, expect a $2,649 bill. It's the most expensive. So if you think that you shouldn't ask the salesperson for the truth and what it really means when you buy one of these new vehicles with all this technology, if you think that you shouldn't do that, I think you're mistaken. My key for my truck is about, well, at the most $2, at the most. You want to buy a key for one of these electronic keys, you're looking at $500-$700. People are selling their cars because their ignition key breaks. Not the ignition switch, not the ignition lock cylinder, the key that you hold in your hand, that breaks. And if the battery quits in your key, you're not getting in your vehicle unless you have a mechanical key. So I just wanted to share that, Rich.
Yeah, well, in today's big tech aristocracy, which has sold out the little people, you look at the deplatforming, you look at the shadow banning, you look at the elimination of commerce, the algorithms, the censoring, the surveillance. Basically, anything free is in jeopardy of being centralized and controlled by the people who have this addiction to power, money, and control. Hacking, cookies, computer viruses. What do you think Facebook, Google, and Amazon's out there for? They have billions of dollars of contracts with the CEA for cloud services. So if you're going to use big tech for your life, you better realize that you will be hacked. They are going to decide if you can do commerce. In other words, they're going to decide if you can survive. And that's the bottom line.
And they might decide, since they know how many tomatoes you've bought and how many bananas and how many cans of soup you've bought, they may decide that you're past your limit and you can't buy them.
Mm-hmm.
That's next.
Luckily, I don't buy them. I grow most of them. I'm living off of tomato sandwiches right now. But, yeah, I hear your point. And we have urged the people to read about all this. It's in the playbook, folks. It's in the template. Mark Zelensky, the Frankfurt School, Cloward and Piven, Communist Manifesto, and how they get the people drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness.
How about the social scores? The technology companies, big tech in the United States, is embarking on social scores, the same kind of thing that's happening in China. So, class, if somebody you know happens to go one of these sex sites, they're on the list. Okay, and that will be used in their social score. If they don't make a payment on something, that will go into their social score. If they speed in their vehicle, or if they smoke, or if they buy tobacco, all this goes into the social score. And if they take their finger and take a picture of their finger and put that on their Facebook page, that salute goes into the social score. Things you say, things you comment on, that goes into your social score. So the next thing you're going to find out is that your homeowner's insurance, if you have one, is going to go up or down based on your social score. If you go to the alcohol store and you buy a bottle of wine, or a bottle of rum, or a bottle of vodka, that goes into your social score. I'm not suggesting you do or don't do anything. I'm just telling you, that goes into your social score.
Absolutely. And it's going to lead to confiscation and redistribution of wealth, and set the stage for more government interventions, and loss of individual rights.
Yeah, I did a quick search. I wanted to see what the price of a scope for a .22 rifle is, you know, an old rifle, a vintage scope. I am plagued now with eBay sending me all kinds of information about .22 scopes. I don't want one. I just want to know what they cost. Same thing with microscopes. I bought a microscope. I'm plagued with, hey, here are some more microscopes. Rich Eben, thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate you spending your time.
Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich Eben.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.